This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. The line's wide open. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Text at 701-226-8503. Although we'd love to get your voice on, because otherwise it's just John Trandum and me just reading phones and... We get a little boring after a while. But, you know, the more voices we can get on, the more it sounds like we got a big thing going on here. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. But sometimes I realize not everybody can actually voice call, so we got you at 701-226-8503 for your text. 701-226-8503. John Trandum is in. For Scott Hannon, who's off the next few days. Daryl Lees will be in tomorrow and Monday, as a matter of fact.
Sounds good. Now, Daryl Lees, that's going to be a good show. He's got a lot, of good information.
Well, it's a good show now with you here, too.
I mean, that I don't know anything about, like pig racing. I don't know anything about pig racing.
Chewy, chewy. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I don't even know what kind of vehicles they drive.
Pigs?
Yeah, when they race.
Okay, I walked into that one. Well,
I'm not a
okay. I'm gonna have to think about that one. I'm sure there's a car that would be reflective of them. CJ from Dak Diesel is on. He may have an idea of what a pig would drive if a pig could drive a car.
I don't know. No, I never. I wasn't raised with pigs at all, but I did watch a video the other day on. I forget what they called it. It was like possum racing or something. It was down south in Alabama, and it grew so big that they had, you know, every time they had these races, they'd have like 5,500 people show up, and the people that put it on finally got so big that they just quit doing it. But they said what you do is you draw a circle, and then you take these possums and you drop them down in the middle of the circle, and the first possum to get outside the circle wins.
Possum racing.
Leave
Think
it to
of the possum possibilities, everybody. Yeah, there you go.
It sounds like the 4th of July turtle races to me. Only faster.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Oh, shoot.
What else
funny.
Is going on at Dak Diesel today?
Well, if anybody came down yesterday, I do apologize. I was working yesterday, but I was doing service calls. So if I missed anybody yesterday, I do apologize. You know, I'm here the rest of the week, of course. But just busy. Picked up a bunch of overhauls on Tuesday, so those are rolling in today. It's a zoo down here. But the nice thing is we're still only a couple weeks out. So, you know, if you need something done, you know, no matter if it's minor, major, whatever the case is, you know, on your diesel tractor, truck, pickup truck, definitely give us a call. You know, you can call me on the office number, which is 258-5011, or on my cell, which is 210-0888. And I won't be here Saturday, so I got to take some time off for the holiday. So.
You saying you don't want to go working on diesels in 100 degree heat?
No, I don't. Yeah.
No.
I want to go catch some fish early in the morning, and then the rest of the day I might just sit in the water.
Exactly. Sounds like a great way to handle the heat. There you go. CJ, yep. Dak Diesel.
Yep, definitely. Like I said, give me a call, and I guess I'll talk to you, Todd, this next week. And I guess you said it's Daryl on Monday, right?
Daryl on Monday, and then I think Scott's back after that. But we'll find out, I guess.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. 10 after the hour. So, yep, Scott's not here, but never fear, John Trandum is here.
I'm here. You know, and we were talking before the break, Todd, about someone nominating, unofficially, of course, Walter E. Williams for the Supreme Court justice, and that's a
like the idea. That's good.
That's a good thing. You know, it was the book. I just want to mention this again because this isn't a matter of my owing Dr. Williams any promotional consideration or anything like that. But I like to promote him because his books are so filled with wisdom and knowledge and practical observations that we can apply to the world around us. So American Contempt for Liberty is a collection of essays by Dr. Williams. It's a great and easy book to read because it's a 450 pages of two-page essays broken down into different categories. So you can look at all sorts of different things and get his two cents on it. And it's always written in deference to our United States Constitution, which is not deferred to enough nowadays, and with the application of a very good economic mind. And a lot of his essays have to do with economics, economic policies, and the practical impact of such policies on society and on the workforce. And in this article that he had written, Diversity and Inclusion Harm, he talks about efforts to diversify, very intentionally diversify the workforce for the sake of diversity. Now, does that make any sense, Todd?
It sounded like it was from the Department of Redundancy Department for a moment there, but otherwise,
exactly.
You had
me. You know, and he commented about NBA basketball and the percentage of basketball players who are white, and NHL hockey and the percentage of hockey players that are white.
There was a time the entire Boston Celtics team was white. That wasn't, you know, that long ago.
No,
Manny might be able to chime in a little bit more intelligently than either one of us on that particular one, but.
Well, I had
to... by the way, pigs would drive electric cars so they would not waste corn making ethanol.
Oh,
is
wow.
The text. So there you go.
I wonder how much ethanol it takes to generate enough electricity to manufacture an electric car. We'd have to do the study on that one. I'm not positive whether or not that makes sense, but I appreciate the sentiment. We also appreciate the comment. Well, what do I hear? Wait a minute. Did I see Heidi was sighted at a parade?
That's the rumor going around.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Would have given her a high five, but she was in the middle of a large group, almost like she was high. Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense. She's got to live up to her name, the High Five Hiding Heidi. That's a very alliterative name for her. But and it goes on to say Kelly Armstrong was running and shaking hands. So, yeah, he was.
I'm thinking she knew I was stuck in the studio, and I don't say stuck in a bad way, but she knows if I'm in the studio, there's no danger of me doing a Facebook Live and ambushing her.
Oh,
so she's perfectly comfortable then at that point being out in public, because she knows I'm not going to, you know, come up to her and go, hey, when you're coming on with Scott.
Well, and the unfortunate
and then
thing
her backtrack
about
that
is that that's what you have to do if you want to communicate with her, because she won't come on for interviews. I didn't put in a request for to have her on the show today, so I admittedly that didn't happen. Maybe she would have come on, but if history is any indication, I would say probably not. She doesn't seem to want to show up for interviews, particularly on stations that might ask tough questions of her. And a listener had sent in a list of Senate votes for confirmation of Amy Barrett for circuit judge, and it appears as though Heidi voted against that. So we'll see what happens coming up if she does end up being Trump's pick.
One of her people told me I don't owe you any favors. And so I
don't owe you any favors, huh?
Right, so I basically stopped asking at that point.
No, I think that they're failing to make the connection that it isn't, you don't appear on a radio program as a favor to the host. You appear on a radio program as a favor to the listeners, and the listeners of the radio program are largely her constituents. I wonder if we were to connect the dots on those things, Todd, if she'd take a different approach.
You'd run out of ink.
I think you're right. Anyway, phone numbers to the program, and we have open lines. Boy, for as far as the eye can see here, I think we don't have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. Numbers to the station, 701-258-0550 or 800-258-0550. Did I get that right? Or you can text Todd, 701-226-8503. And we appreciate the participation of the audience. And if there's anything on your mind, doesn't matter what it is, what we're talking about, we'll probably talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court situation because that's a big talker right now, and it's happening in real time.
It's huge. I mean, well, very pivotal for America right now.
Well, it always has been. But Trump moves quick on this stuff, and it appears that he's made some progress in narrowing down the field a little bit. So when we come back after the next break, we'll probably dive back into that for a while. So
when you got to run everything that he's got to run, even before he became president, he still had a lot of business to run. You've got to be quick. It's about time we had a president that could be that quick.
Ain't that the truth? Well, we've got Ron in Bismarck holding. I'm going to hold him through the break here so that we can get back because I wouldn't have enough time to be fair with him. But hang in there, Ron. We'll be right with you after these messages.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pillow. We've talked about this for months, for years. There's a reason it works. Even the President of the United States has a My Pillow, and look how much work he gets done on how little sleep, because it's good quality sleep, and not just with the pillow. Don't stop there. You have more to your body than your head. Hopefully, right? the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Well, right? What are you going to do with the rest of the body? Put it on rocks? I mean, come on. Let's take care of the rest of the body. Giza 88 cotton fibers grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. Made of 100% extra long staple Giza 88 cotton and finished with a satin weave. Oversized with fully enclosed elastic hems and 18-inch extra deep pockets. If you've ever struggled with a fitted sheet, just having a fitted sheet that stays on the beds alone, even before you get to the quality, but the quality is there too. Get up to 50% off on your order with the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott makes a great birthday, wedding, Christmas, or Independence after the day, Eve, whatever, gift. Any occasion, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. There you go. John Trandum in for Scott Hinnon on What's in Your Mind.
Right on. Hey, Todd, speaking of MyPillow, I saw Mike Lindell at the Trump rally in Fargo.
You did?
He was in a prominent position right behind the podium, and the president called him out and said, hey, yeah, believe it or not, I actually use your pillow.
Well, that all depends on which network you were watching it on, because some of the networks just did a tight little thing and made it look like he was just doing some press conference all by himself.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was what it was. But anyway, yes, Mike Lindell was there. He was cheering wildly, very big fan of the president. So if that is any indication of the type of guy you're dealing with when you buy your pillows, I'd say order two.
Oh, it's four.
Or four?
Because you'd get the two of my travel pillows, too, because in case you got to, you know, travel.
Yeah.
You don't want to use that crappy hotel pillow that everybody else has had has been on. Ugh.
I know. I don't want that at all. Hey, we've got calls waiting here. We've got a few of them here. So Ron in Bismarck called in to talk about the flags and 4th of July. Ron, what's on your mind this morning? Welcome.
Well, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Gary Emineth. He and some of his volunteers went off, but roughly 2,000 flags up all over District 35, small yard flags just where you stick them in on Fire Boulevard, but all over the streets are lined with these flags.
Wasn't that a treat? That was so great to wake up to and see. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah, so just a big thank you to him. What a great Independence Day thing to do, and it honors the veterans. If you read the tag on it, it's saying thank you for the vets. So I just wanted to
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, if you don't read it, it says thanks to the vets, and really nice of him to put those out. What a beautiful morning you get up and you see those flags up and down your streets, and pretty cool.
Hey,
cool.
Drive around, you start seeing him all over town, and you realize, oh my gosh, did somebody just go to town? That was fantastic.
Boy, did they ever! Yeah, really, very nice, and nice of Gary and to do it in District 35. Yeah.
Amen.
Ron, thank you for that call, and absolutely, I'm from Fargo, so I didn't even know about that, but that's great.
Well, I and know that, you are, but you and Lydia are probably at play, you see, so.
Yeah. Obviously, Ron knows who I am, or knows who my wife is, and she's the famous one in this family, that's for sure.
Yes,
but,
she and her kids on your Facebook, they're the famous ones. Absolutely.
Well, so I guess I need to troll you more.
You're kind of second fiddle to them. So.
Second, I'm fourth fiddle behind three kids and a wife, yeah. And I'm perfectly happy with that because God has blessed me richly. And I just wanted to say of Gary Emineth, that sounds like a very, pardon the phrase, but a very Gary Emineth thing to do. He's that kind of a guy. And for people who don't know, Gary is running for Senate in North Dakota Senate District 35 against Aaron Oban. But this is the kind of thing that Gary would have done anyway. Because he's that kind of guy. And one thing about Gary, and I'm going to go back a few years here, and he was chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party many years ago, and I've been active, obviously, since long even before that. But he wasn't chairman anymore at this point. He was asked to do the opening invocation for one of our conventions, one of our Republican conventions in North Dakota. And rather than, I've done that prayer before, and it's typically a prayer. You deliver an invocation. Well, what Gary did, rather than delivering a prayer himself, is he asked that everyone in the entire arena join hands and together recite the Lord's Prayer. And I've got to tell you, Ron, this was a moment that I won't ever forget. We had 2,000 people We joined hands. We all said the Lord's Prayer together. It was a great moment, and that's something that was brought to you by Gary Emeneth himself. And like I said, this flag thing is a very Gary Emeneth thing to do.
Yeah, it sure is, and he's awesome, really. I witnessed a really different type of prayer at a governor's conference one time when I attended it, watching with some people, and Mike Huckabee was governor, and it was like 2001, way back when cell phones were in, but not like they are at all now. They were very just coming about, you know, half the people had them, half didn't, that type of thing or whatever. But Mike Huckabee, who was a pastor before his life, before he became governor, got up to the podium to give the opening prayer at this conference, and he pulled out his cell phone and he called Jesus on the cell phone. And prayed to the Lord on the cell phone and did it off the phone and talked to him. And it was quite unique because cell phones were just coming about. Yeah, very neat.
That is really cool.
He did a nice job. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Ron, thank you for calling today. That was great. We appreciate it. We've got a couple of more calls. I'm going to be able to get to probably one out of two before the bottom of the hour, and then we'll take the other one after the break. But we've got Anonymous calling from North Dakota on the Mueller investigation. Anonymous, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've been going to write to that, I don't know what to call him. I can't say it over the phone. Mueller, because... For, frankly, my tax money is paying his salary and all 17 of those stupid people that are investigating Trump. And I would like to find his address to write to him, but you know, I can't find it on the computer anywhere. He is such a chicken crap that he can't even put his address out so people will get a hold of him. Could you please find his address and make it known to people so that they can tell him what they think of him and his stupid investigation?
Boy, if I could, I would. I'll poke around a little bit and see what I can come up with, but that may be a tall order. I have a feeling there's a reason why his address isn't available. But if you were to write this, and we got about a minute left here, what would the letter say?
Oh, I can't tell you over the phone. No, I'm really upset with him because he is so crooked and so it is so obvious that he is just doing a witch hunt. And where is Congress on all of this? Why can't they put a stop to this? It's just so frustrating to listen to this every single day.
Yeah, I was reading just over the last couple of days here, and it was a more liberal publication where they were still lamenting the Ken Starr report on Whitewater and the Bill Clinton investigation and how it turned into a sex scandal, blah, 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 and how they were wasting taxpayer dollars. So I guess in a sense it cuts both ways, but I hear you. I know where you're coming from, and I feel your pain. And if we're able to come up with Mueller's address for letters, by all means, I guess we'll give that out. But thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we've got another caller.
I think everybody should write to him and tell him how they feel about this because he thinks he's on top of the world because nobody's objecting, you know.
And we got to run. We'll be right back with more calls after the bottom of the hour.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big U.S. cities are largely without power this morning, and also parts of them are waterlogged after torrential rainstorms on the 4th of July. In the Pittsburgh area, a slow-moving storm last night dumped several inches of rain, dropping trees that are now blocking roads. And in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner says they got a lot more rain than expected.
We were expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain for the entire day. In some parts of our city, right at I-10 and 610, we got as much as 8 inches of rain.
The government's jobs report comes out tomorrow, but a private sector jobs report from ADP and Moody's Analytics out today says the economy added 177,000 jobs in June, falling short of the predictions of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application, and nobody knows spray application with guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, and a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including, but not limited to, Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache, call them in Mandan at 701-663-2375. They're right across from where they're building that new Culver's, where Bonanza used to be. 701-663-2375. It's What's in Your Mind, Scott Hennen, off for a few days. John Trandeman, if you're just tuning in, Congressman Kevin Cramer had to reschedule the Talk Radio Town Hall for about an hour ago, so we had him on. We did have Walter Williams on. Now we've got plenty of time for you at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. John Trandeman is in for Scott Hennen today.
Hey, and I'm happy to be here. We've got Dave holding in Fargo, and I don't want to keep David on hold any longer. We've had him for a long time, but keep those calls coming in. David, good morning. What's on your mind? David, are you with us? Looks like David wanted to talk about the Supreme Court. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I wanted to discuss the forthcoming appointment to the Supreme Court that is such a critical thing. I don't know if Ted Cruz is under consideration for this post or not. Probably not, but what a shame. A man who has litigated before the Supreme Court I forget if it's 7 or 8 times at a very young age, and a brilliant legal mind, he'd be about as fine a Supreme Court nominee as you could ever hope for. And I know that the president's deliberations are ongoing as we speak, but I would hope that somebody of Ted Cruz's stature would be being considered, since his vast talents are not being utilized otherwise presently. It would be just a splendid spot for him to fill.
But would we want to give up that Senate seat? Not that we couldn't elect another Republican, but where do we need him more?
Yeah, I know it. That's a tough choice to make. But anyway, I guess we'll see what will happen there. But I hope that the president is being given some advice. I would hope he'd be going to Ted Cruz for advice, at least, on who to nominate. Because this is one of the most critical things the president is ever going to have to do.
Oh, no doubt about that. Now, did if you were listening earlier, we had a proxy nomination for Walter E. Williams for Supreme Court online here. What would you think about that?
I would be all for that. I just rather doubt that Walter Williams would accept at his age and all. but it'd be superb, because we know how brilliant Walter Williams is, and he'd be a fine inclusion on the court.
He would indeed. Now, I'm looking at the names that have moved forward, and I don't see Senator Cruz among them, but the perceived frontrunner is a lady named Amy Coney Barrett, and she is being roundly criticized by the left and was criticized in her confirmation hearings in, I believe it was 2017, for a circuit court because she's too dogmatic. Now, I'm not positive exactly what they mean by that, but tell me if I'm wrong here, Dave. She's a Roman Catholic, and Roman Catholics are typically fairly dogmatic when it comes to applying the Word of God as per the Bible. But have you ever met a liberal who is not equally dogmatic?
Indeed.
What am I missing here?
Yes, exactly. So, she sounds like a good one. The idea of making abortion a litmus test that is somewhere they refuse to go, that's really scary.
I think the conversation should begin as such. If they're going to revisit Roe versus Wade, now what was found in 1973 and what science was applied? Well, the science that was applied was that we could not determine at this juncture whether or not a pre-20-week fetus constitutes a living human being. And for that reason, calling upon some sort of right to privacy that's maybe could be inferred but isn't spelled out in the Constitution, that you would have the right to remove that cluster of cells from the body. Now, in light of scientific advances over the past 45 years, it seems as though we should revisit that on scientific grounds alone. For example, a person that has had, let's say, a heart surgery, for example, if you were going in for heart surgery and you had the option to choose between a doctor who's going to apply modern medical technology to the procedure or a doctor who's going to apply the medical technology which was employed in 1973, which would you choose?
Well, that's just the point. It is so obvious, and I would sure hope that these differences in the past 40 years would be brought up. The viability of the fetus at such an early age has vastly changed, and yet they don't want to discuss any of these things. The opposition doesn't.
And take that to the next logical step. How viable is a two-week-old infant on its own? How viable?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's viable for about 12 hours, and then it's no longer. And that's the issue that we need to look at, because we've got people who are living day to day, but are not self-sufficient. They're not viable, whether they have a pacemaker, whether they're on oxygen. You could make the same argument that these individuals aren't viable. And I think that's the slippery slope that we're heading down right now with euthanasia.
That's the next thing. Euthanasia will be one of the next things that will be widely accepted.
Yeah, I think so as well. Dave, I sure appreciate the call. You've got a lot of good conversation going here, and I'll keep my ears open whether Ted Cruz's name comes up, but I hope that you're right in that the president is tapping his brilliant mind for information.
Yeah, could be a voice of counsel to him. That would be very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. You have a good afternoon. Numbers to the program, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. And I see there is a text in there. I was at a Mandan Art in the park yesterday. There was a guy standing behind me in line with a Heidi sticker on his shirt. Needless to say, we had a short but disagreeable talk. He thought Heidi was the next best thing to God, and I just laughed at him. He got out of line and went to a different vendor. I told him to have a good day, and he basically told me to go and blank myself. The left is so upset that they are losing on all fronts. He asked me if I was one of them. I said yes. They call it the right for a reason. Ha ha. Well, thank you for the text there. That's interesting. We've got Fred calling from Morris, Minnesota. We've generated some interest here, apparently, with our topics. Fred, welcome to the line. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you were wondering what kind of vehicles that the pigs race with. And
yes.
Well, you know, they don't race with cars. They race with motorcycles.
Why
obviously,
is that?
Yeah, and you know a kind, don't you? Hogs.
Fred, we got to it's time to turn the show over to Fred. Fred, what have you got next? That's a good one.
Well,
I'd like to see that. We'll have to talk. We'll have to talk to Daryl tomorrow. You got to remember to. You'll have to save this call, Todd, and play it for Daryl tomorrow.
Yeah.
And see if he's interested in seeing if we can get those hogs on hogs.
should have been able to figure that one out. I'm apparently slipping.
Fred, did you have a good Independence Day?
Sure did. Yeah, I was house sitting for a dog, so we both had a good time.
House sitting for a dog? You were watching the dog house while the dog was out?
Yeah, otherwise I would have been in the dog house. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I'm just kidding. Thank you for calling, Fred. You have a good afternoon. Appreciate all of the calls, and we appreciate the jokes as well, believe it or not. We've got Joe calling from Lemon, South Dakota. I know where Lemon, South Dakota is. Joe, welcome to the line. What's on your mind?
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just want to talk about kind of Heidi versus Kevin Kramer in the upcoming Senate race. Obviously, I can't vote for you guys' race, but I hear a lot of ads being run by Heidi about how amazingly conservative she is at least 50% of the time, you know, in voting 50% of the time with Trump. And I did hear one that was more anti-Heidi today, but it wasn't. It was about telling her to quit the out of control spending. I've not really heard any being put on by Kevin Kramer to see this. I mean, does the Republican Party think they kind of have this? Like they have this in the bag? Because Heidi's been running these ads for quite a while.
Boy, I sure hope they don't think that.
They are convincing. I mean, for Democrats to be voting for half of what President Trump thinks is good. I mean, that's a pretty good line to go in a state that went to Trump, but is still obviously electing a Democrat senator.
You know, it's a good point, Joe. I don't know exactly what the Republican Party is up to. I am an operative as a district chairman, but I don't get to decide what ads they do or don't run. But I will tell you this. I don't believe that anyone thinks it's in the bag, and if they did, that would be very foolhardy. I can tell you that Kevin Kramer said certainly no layups. There are no slam dunks in politics. You've got to keep on working until the finish. One thing I can tell you is that Heidi's bringing in scads of money from all over the United States and maybe even beyond, who knows. So she has the ability to buy up a ton of media. The reality is, I don't know whether or not people's minds who are undecided are made up this early in the game, and I would expect that you could look forward to Kevin Kramer starting to roll out those ads as the summer progresses here.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not super worried about it because I do know that he does a lot of things. It's one of those things where maybe she's doing all this stuff in vain because she knows she's got an uphill battle. I don't know. I think Kevin Kramer can really stomp her just with his, you know, being so available to the public. He still does the weekly
town hall. Yep. Joan, we got to run to a commercial, but I appreciate you calling in. I think you said it all right there, so thank you for that. Phones will be open till the end of the show, so call in. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Do you remember that show, Folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and he's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Auction Company. Upcoming land auctions include Crop Pasture and Hunting Land Auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry Counties in North Dakota. Farm and Construction Equipment Auctions in Steele and Bowman, as well as Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete info, call Pfeiffer's 1-877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or view online at Pfeiffer's, P-I-F-E-R-S, Pfeiffer's.com. About 10 before the hour, Scott handed off for a few days. In today, John Trandum on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, we're back. You know, let me tell you, talking with these callers gets me really fired up. I could go for a while now. and just rant. I'll try not to, but holy cow. Yeah, just fired up about this. You know, and David was calling about Ted Cruz being a consideration. I know he's not on the list, unfortunately, but hopefully we have some people of the same mindset that can apply some logic and reason to the future. I've got a comment here on Facebook. The hypocrites on the left tell us the right to kill the unborn is a settled law that should not be revisited. You're right, they do. What do you know? Yet the gun grabbers go after the Second Amendment every chance they get, and that is in the Bill of Rights. Roe versus Wade is not. Bingo. Robert, thank you for the comment. You hit it right on the head there. That's exactly right. And I tried to make the point earlier whether or not I was clumsy or cumbersome in so doing, but that was based on 45-year-old science. And that was a pivotal factor in the decision, Roe versus Wade. Don't we owe it to ourselves and to society and to humanity to revisit this issue in light of modern science, which absolutely tells us a few very, very important things? Science has advanced a lot in 45 years. It tells us, number one, that the being in question, the ultimate or eventual victim of abortion, is a human being, possessing unique human DNA. And when I say unique human DNA, that means this isn't mom's DNA, and this isn't dad's DNA. This is individual, unique DNA. This is a human being. Well, number two, is it the being in question alive or not? Well, it's growing, responds to stimulus. I would say by all standards, that means the being in question is alive. What would happen in the absence of action by an abortion doctor? Well, that being would continue to develop into an infant, would be born. Fetus is a word that the left uses to distract us from the issue. You know what a fetus is a stage of human development. One of many. You go from a zygote to a fetus, to a newborn, to an infant, to a toddler, to an adolescent, to a teenager, to a young adult, to an adult, to a middle-aged adult, to a geriatric. It's one stop along the spectrum of human life. And to say that life is not valuable at one stage is to say that life is not valuable at any stage. And I think we really, really need to get over ourselves and think about this issue. We need to think about it. What are we doing and why? Is birth difficult to prevent? You see, you hear the word birth control. Well, is it easy or hard to control whether or not one gives birth? Well, I would say short of engaging in the singular activity that results in human reproduction, that is the reproductive act, you will not become pregnant or give birth. Well, that's simple in and of itself. But then you take it a step further and say, well, yeah, well, I say I want to engage continually and repeatedly in that act. Well, there are options available over the counter that are inexpensive, if not free, that can also aid in preventing pregnancy. Now, whether or not I agree with employing those options is irrelevant. They're available to anyone that wants them. So I think what we do need to watch out for is the notion that should Trump appoint any given Supreme Court justice, that Roe versus Wade automatically falls, because it doesn't. That's not going to happen. It's not, and that's not to say that it's never going to fall. I believe it will in our lifetimes, but I don't think this is a cause and effect type of relationship between his appointment and that happening. What we will start seeing is decisions by states, which is where these decisions should be made, to regulate the abortion industry being upheld. And that's a step in the right direction. Eventually, we will see Roe versus Wade overturned, because we must see it overturned and able to maintain any sense of basic human decency in this world. as I said, these callers got me a little wound up, and this is a big issue to me, not only as a father, but just as a human being. We need to treat all life as sacred, all life, at every stage of development. So I'm sorry to rant and rave about this, but this is a, like I said, this is an important issue. And this is one of the reasons why this Supreme Court pick is so very, very consequential, because this will literally shape the court for generations to come. And we need people who look at the Constitution and decide whether or not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are worthy of protection and were placed in the proper order in our founding documents. I've got to go. Thank you to Todd. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you to Manny. Thank you to Scott Hennon for letting me sit in. This is always a joy and a pleasure. I especially like interacting with you, the listeners. And we'll be sure to see you again. John Tranum signing off.
God bless. Preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.